People in a 300-meter exclusion zone have been ordered out of their homes while the device is moved from a back garden and disposed of at sea. An emergency alert's been sent to mobile phones. Bomb disposal expert Gary Liddell says the discovery isn't that strange.
In your own back garden, it would be unusual, but we are finding devices all over the UK, especially in some of the areas that were more heavily targeted during World War II. So there is still plenty out there, and there's plenty more to find.
Paula Venables, the former chief executive of the post office, has been formally stripped of her CBE by the King for bringing the honour system into disrepute. She received it in 2019, but was widely criticised amid the fallout from the Horizon IT scandal. Last month, she said she'd give it up. Shamima Begum has lost an appeal against the removal of her British citizenship. The 24-year-old travelled to Syria in 2015 from East London to join Islamic State. Rishi Sunak says it's unacceptable for protesters to demonstrate outside politicians' homes. The safety of MPs is in the spotlight following the chaotic scenes in Parliament surrounding a debate on Gaza. 68 of them have signed a motion of no confidence in the common speaker. Government safety adviser Lord Warney says threats can't be allowed to alter democracy.
We've all got to show leadership on it, but we've also, I think, got to look at the ways in which we can actually dial down and give a level of protection to MPs so that they can listen to the strong voices for and against various proposals, but not feel that they are being intimidated.
Most British households will see their energy bills fall by around £20 a month from April, but that's still 50% above pre-crisis levels. And Coronation Street have described John Savidant as an actor with peerless comic timing. He's died aged 86. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix
on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the rest of the afternoon we'll see scattered showers, some falling heavy as well, and with a chance of hail, goodness me. Tonight will turn largely dry with a mixture of variable cloud and lengthy clear spells throughout the night. It's going to be a cold one with light winds and overnight lows of -1. Yes, -1. But looking ahead to Saturday afternoon, it should be sunshine in the morning, but quickly clouding over with spells of shadow in the afternoon. This may be heavy with a chance of hail also. It's going to be breezy with highs of 9 and Sunday's going to be highs of 8.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. On 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome aboard Friday's Drive with a packed show for you today. Two guests, yes, not one, but you've got two. Coming up soon, we'll have local author Emma Marnes coming in the studio. Also after five, we'll be hearing from Steve Linton of Brentwood Town Football Club to update us on everything that's happening with the 3G project. He's got an event coming up as well, we'll be hearing about that. What's going to kick off with the track first, but I want to catch up. I'm going to put the music down. There we go. I want to catch up with our Patrick, because it is Friday, and it wouldn't be the same if I didn't say hello to Patrick.
Well, there you go, Michelle.
You were going to call me Michelle, wasn't you?
I was about to call you Michelle. It wouldn't be the same, Joe, if I didn't catch up with you either.
I'm sure Michelle would be happy with you calling
me. You're both so glamorous, you see. It's easy to mix you up.
Oh, you got out of that one so well. That's one thing I've never been described as, to be fair, but thank you ever so much.
There you go, it's all right.
There you go, that one's for you, Michelle, I'm sure, to be fair. So you've been a busy boy as well.
Yeah,
today.
That's right, that's why my brain is still all over the place, yeah, because I've had two guests this afternoon as well.
Yeah.
So Ivor Moody chatting about his book, Six More Songs, where he takes six songs that are well-known songs and then talks about them and about what you can find in them with more depth than just you're expecting. So we had Billy Joel, Piano Man, Brothers in Arms from Dire Straits and Salisbury Hill from Peter Gabriel, and how these can relate to our lives. Yeah. So that was really good. And then we had Dan Skeets come in. He comes from the Rucksack Project in Chelmsford. They've been running this, he was telling me, actually for over 10 years now. Yeah. And they've given out in that time about 1,200 rucksacks, which is incredible. And this year they've had 156 rucksacks come in. These are rucksacks that have items in them as well. So like a sleeping bag and a hoodie and other things that can be given out to homeless people. So just fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because obviously it's not just the stuff that goes in, it's the rucksacks that people need as well, isn't
it? Absolutely. So, it was great. It was great to get a catch up from Dan about that. Both of them have been in before, and so it was just a catch up with both of them. But it was just really, really good. So,
I like a catch up. We've got a catch up. Emma was in just, she literally just, I think it'd only been out a week, her book. So, just kind of catching up 6-7 months later, seeing her.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you see, Ivor came in and talked about the other three books, other three songs in his book as well. And before he came in to talk about the last three. Today, so yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love to catch up, because otherwise, because you're always thinking, I wonder what happened, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. I think if it's a charity appeal or something like that as well, to know how that's all worked out. Yeah. So that's what we've been up to today.
And all your links are up at the website soon, aren't they? PhoenixFM.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the show blog will be up when I get home later on. That won't take long. And then the recording of the full show will be added over the weekend.
Nice.
So fantastic.
So what are you up to the weekend?
Michelle was kind of like telling me that down in Chelmsford, that Dropbox on Saturday evening at 5:30 till 8, there's an event going on that she may be singing at, and but it's just a general sort of like music event, and it should be really good. So I might go down to that. We'll have to wait and see.
The Hot Box is a fab place. I was supposed to play there a couple of weeks ago, but with my voice gone, I couldn't do it, unfortunately, because I'm a football fan, Patrick. I was very naughty singing along with all my fellow supporters, getting quite anxious, and I strained my voice. Yes, I know. Very naughty. So last night, I think I played, it went to an open mic last night. It was the worst one I think I'd ever done. My voice was terrible. Then I forgot the lyrics, and it was like, it was such a lovely place, I didn't really care. So,
My voice went, I forgot the lyrics, but beside that, it was fine.
That's right, it was one of those things that you're panicking about, is my voice going to be okay? So it's a really weird thing. So otherwise it was all monotone like that.
Great stuff.
Anyway, Patrick, so enjoy yourself at the Hot Box. Hello to Michelle. And now I can see why Michelle was on your mind as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Indeed. Indeed.
Patrick, I'll see you later. I'm going to play a bit of Ed Sheeran. You don't mind Ed Sheeran,
Do you know what? We had Ed Sheeran in the competition today.
Did you?
Because it's been his birthday during the week.
He's a lovely boy, but he counts.
How old do you reckon he is?
Well, I don't know, actually. Hang on, let me think. It's got to be, 31?
32.
Well, that was close. There was a pause then. That was dead air then. That was naughty of me, but I thought
it's
I was in a quiz event.
No,
then.
Just a bit of... You might have thought it was dead hair, but people could hear the whirring of the cogs of your brain going
there. Did you say dead hair as well? Yes, it was dead hair as well.
Is that right?
Oh, thanks ever so much, Patrick. I'm going to catch up, so I'm going to find out all about the rucksack stuff as well that's going on.
Yeah, lovely.
I think it's a brilliant charity.
It is.
That. Right, so here is Ed Sheeran. Wasn't Shivers you played, was it?
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Thanks, Patrick.
Cheers, bye-bye.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can fly real far.
seat in the moonlit dark. Wrap me up between your legs and arms. Ooh, I can get enough. You know you could tear me apart, put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this hard. Ooh, I can get enough. Ooh, you got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I love my soul.
Sharing with Shivers. We've got Alicia Dixon coming up with A Boy Does Nothing. Yes, she was a singer before she did all the judging and reality shows and introductions on presenting stuff as well. Yes, so we've got that coming up in a second. And I just want to remind you as well, coming up around 3:30 or maybe 4:30 now, is Emma Mons. Yes, she'll be live in the studio. She's a local girl from Billericay. She's born in Basildon, to be fair, so she's going to be in the studio. And then after 5, Steve Linton. We're going to be finding out everything about the Brentwood Town Football Club's 3G project. So basically, it's building a kind of hub, essentially. That's the kind of feel for like the whole community as well. So it's about having a new pitch so that you can bring more people in from the community to be able to use it. So it's a wonderful thing that's going on. So we're kind of catching up every month to find out what's going there. It's also got kind of an Easter egg thing going on as well. And I'm not sure what the event is. So, yeah, I'll be surprised to find out what that is a little bit later after 5 as well. But as I say, here we go. Now we've got Alicia Dixon with A Boy Does Nothing.
I got a man with 2 left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. I got a man with 2 left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brush up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brush up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Hey, boy, how you been? I got a 1,000 lines. Where do I begin? And I've been here, been there, traveling. I saw you at the corner. My vibe kicked in. Shut up.
The boy does nothing. Well, Patrick is still in the studio, just about to leave though, and he does everything. He's such a busy boy, Patrick. I don't know how he does. Dancing along as well.
There's nothing either.
I love our Patrick. I do love our chats on a Friday.
Absolutely, so do I.
Anyway, Patrick. Listen, have a lovely weekend, won't you?
And you too.
I'm going to play Noah Kahan, The Stick Season. That's a lovely song, that.
Great, good.
Here we go. As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart back halfway through the drive, because your voice tailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I'm up Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. Perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Now, on this day, but in which year, you can let me know. I'll let you know after the travel. Susie Quattro was number one. Actually, it was her second number one with Devil Gate Drive. So I'm going to play that now. Have a little think. See what year you think that was. I'll be playing the travel and let you know after that.
Hey, y'all want to go down to Devil Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Welcome to the dive.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
FM travel news.
On the M25 anti-clockwise at Dartford Tunnels, you're looking at stop-start traffic there of around 20 minutes. Anti-clockwise on the M25, now the exit slip road is closed. There's massive delays due to an accident on the roundabout at Junction 29. That's the A127 South End Arterial Road, Romford, Basildon as well. Congestion way back to the Dartford Tunnels to Junction 2 now. That's the A2 Durrant Interchange. So be careful if you're heading anywhere near around there. Now, Rain Road. Slow traffic eastbound between Podsbrook Road, Springwood Drive and Cobbleshaw Road and Railway Street. Harlow, southbound. Slow traffic on the A414 between Eastwick Lodge Roundabout and Burnt Mill Roundabout. A120 eastbound. This slow traffic from Takeley to the B1256 at Dunmo East. A12 London bound slow traffic between junction 27 and junction 28. Up in Chelmsford, A1099 Springfield Road, Highbridge Road, slow traffic southbound, that is between Victoria Road and the Odeon roundabout. Also, Army and Navy roundabout, slow traffic on Abado Bypass and Van Diemen's Road. Brook Street in Colchester, slow traffic in both directions between East Street and Magdalen Street. On the Tube, you're looking at minor delays on the Bakerloo line between Queen's Park and Harrow and Wilston. Minor delays on the Central line due to a shortage of trains. Trains are not stopping on the Metropolitan line. This is southbound in Northwick Park and Preston Park. Preston Road. And the Northern line. Underground station is closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. It will be for a couple of months there as well, I believe, due to those engineering works. But there's a good service throughout the rest of the network. Now, before the travel, we heard, obviously, from Susie Quattro, who was number one on this day, and the year was 1974. Now, Strokes, Last Night. Of all the traffic that's going on, Emma Marnes is stuck in the traffic now. So Emma, if you're listening, don't worry about it. We've got another 2.5 hours we can spend to catch up, so don't worry. It was supposed to be at 3:30, so if you tuned in to listen to Emma, she is on her way, but unfortunately has got caught in that traffic. It seems to be getting worse around that area as well. I'll let you know again if you've just tuned in. It's the M25 anti-clockwise exit slip road, closed, severe delays due to the accident on the roundabout, junction 29. That's the south end arterial road, Romford Basildon turn off, congestion way back through to the Dartford tunnels. So be careful if you are heading that way, and if you see Emma, give her a wave, just let her know it's okay. So now we've got a tenuous link. I wasn't going to do a queue at 3:30 today, but we are now. It is actually somebody's birthday today. If it's your one, have a good one. You're going to have a brilliant birthday because it's your weekend as well, always. But actually, songwriter Howard Jones's birthday today, born this day in 1955. Now, I'm going to be playing his 1983 number 2 single, What Is Love? But the band coming after, there is a link with Howard Jones, and I want to know what the link is. Okay, so do you know the link between Howard Jones and one of the band members of the Beatles? He was actually in a band with Ringo Starr. It was called the Ringo All-Star Band. Yes, I didn't even know that, to be fair, but there you go. So Howard Jones and Ringo Starr in a band together called Ringo's All-Star Band. That was the connection. Emma is in the studio. Yes, she's lifting her hands up. So there's traffic lights everywhere you're going at the moment. So we're going to play another couple of songs and we're going to have the ads and then we're going to hear and catch up with everything Emma Mons. So anyway, we've got Bananarama and Funboy Free. Oh yes, I love this. Really saying something. After that, it's a quick song. It's too quick, to be fair, in my view. Busted one of those days. And then we'll be right back with Emma.
Or an employment issue, searching for some family legal advice, seeking legal guidance for your commercial business, or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Do you know what? I've changed my mind. It's my prerogative. I can do that. I'm going to play Busted after we've spoken to Emma, because she is in the studio. How are you, Emma?
I'm all right, mate. I'm calm. Joe very kindly got me some water for when I sat down. I was just saying I was 10 days late for my own birth, and I've never been late for anything else since. So it's a real bugbear, but... Traffic lights, be traffic lights, what can we do?
Yes. So you're Basildon, born, yes, brought up in Billericay, proper local girl.
Yes.
And that also as well, right?
Yes, yeah, my first book came out last July. So it's been out for about 7 months now. I can't believe where the time's gone, actually.
7 months already?
Yeah,
goodness,
yeah, it's been out for 7 months. And I don't know officially what happened yet of how well it's done, but feedback has been lovely. Lots of reviews keep popping up on Goodreads and Amazon and stuff, and just knowing that people are out there like enjoying it and sending me little messages saying, oh, I love the book, by the way. It's lovely. It's everything I've dreamed.
I know everything about the book, but if someone's listening and hasn't heard about the book, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. So The Walk is set in 1979 in Ireland, where I lived for a little while, and it's all about the mother and baby homes, the forced adoption scandal. If anyone listening enjoyed the BBC's Woman in the Wall at the end of last year, this is your book. You'll like this. It's all very much to do with the same subject. It follows two young girls who find themselves pregnant, unmarried, and no idea what to do. And it continues from 1979 right the way through 2012. So it's a big, big family saga. Lots of characters, lots of mums. A big network recent review came out, which was absolutely lovely, and she called it a network of girls. Love that. And actually, that's really true. When I think about it, it's about motherhood and love. It's a book about love in all its forms.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard of it, do go and find it somewhere, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book. It actually enlightens you to everything, as well as like the characters you fall in love with anyway, don't you? Do you know what I mean? But it's actually highlights the plight of out of wedlock mothers. So there was an awful lot of work you had to do to research all this as well. And it must have been really quite wearing as well at times. It's quite hard stuff that you're looking through as well. So
yeah it was. I don't even know how many hundreds of pages of documents, of government documents. I read journalism, I read memoirs, I read interviews from survivors, and it was not, it's really weird. People say, oh, did you enjoy writing the book? Yes. it was very, very emotional, very emotional. I'm glad I had my child after. I'm glad I wrote the book first and then had my child, because I don't think I could write it now.
Yeah, it'd been too good for you then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And actually it's funny now, because it's interesting now, because my daughter now is 18 months old, and I wrote the book before she was born. It took a long time to get it published, and the initial, which you'll read about in the book, it focuses on one specific home, which was Bessborough, outside of Cork City in Ireland. And in the first few decades of it being there, it was basically a prison. They took these women in, girls in some cases, children, and kept them. They made them stay for 3 years after the birth. So if you count for the pregnancy as well, you're looking at 3.5 to 4 years ultimately. And it means to hand in for a 3-year-old child, not just a baby you've had for 2 or 3 weeks. Not that that's, you know, like that's okay, but you know what I mean? 3 years, and Melody's 18 months now. I'm thinking, all the time I've had with her, that again, and then you'd have to let them go.
Yeah.
It is a pain and a disgrace beyond anything we can imagine.
Wow. Yeah. So it does. Some, like you were talking about it, I remember it quite moving me, and I can remember really researching on it myself as well. And when you get into it, I really don't know how you researched for that book, because all the details that you've got within that as well, if anybody actually went through that, they will be able to actually see that you know what you're talking about. Essentially,
yeah, that was
well.
Really important, so, really important to me, that it was not like drama for drama's sake. It's like it had to be bang on and everything. And I guess was that I read, if they described the building, I wrote it down, I drew it out to make sure that, like, if they said the dining room was at the end of the corridor, then in the book the dining room's at the end of the corridor, like that had to be perfect.
It was important to you, just to make sure.
But I used to be a journalist, so I'm used to researching, so that, you know,
that
bit was all right. Yeah.
Yeah, because listen, since the release though, you've been so busy.
Yes.
Well, because it's not just releasing the book and that's it. You sit back and then just like wait for the review. You have to go out and actually start promoting it as well.
Yeah.
That's been fun though for you.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Yeah, it's been great. I'm very lucky because I actually work at the University of Essex at the South End campus. I have a day, lads, because there's not much money in books. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There might be. Might still be. Wait to find out. but that's been really lovely because all of my colleagues keep telling people, and occasionally I get students come in and say, oh, I heard you wrote a book. I'm like, who'd you hear that from? They're like, oh, my head, of course. And they're just telling everybody. And then somebody came in and said, oh, my mum loved your book. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Wow.
So that's a lovely big network of people to utilise and say, oh, you know, do this. But yeah, I've had I had a couple of events. I did a wonderful event with some other authors at Le Petit Patanque in Southend, which is a French restaurant in collaboration with Books on Sea, which is a fabulous independent bookshop in Southend. If you're ever in Southend, fabulous. That was, so there was three of us authors that did. Yes, that was really, really good. So that was fun. And I've been doing book groups as well, which has been really nice. So people that are in reading clubs and book clubs that have chosen, I've said, if you're in Essex and anyone listening, if you are in a book club and you are relatively local to me, I would be happy to come along and join your book club for the evening if you choose the walk. And it's been lovely. I've gone to some beautiful homes and eaten all their little snacks and drunk all their flavoured water and answered all their questions. And it's just, but what's been wonderful about that is people come up with things that I don't think I even thought of, or they have, and they've said, oh, did you mean to do this? And I think, yes, I did. Thank you for noticing. And either way, it's really validating as a writer to kind of produce this thing that, that people like, which is, you know, just the greatest feeling ever. But also they've become fascinated and intrigued, and they've then said, oh, you know what? I read that other one. I read the memoir. I read this. I read that. So it's lovely to know there are other authors that are now that I'm able to help, like, you know, that my book has led readers to their book, and hopefully, you know, readers of their books will come to mine. And it's all, it's a lovely little world to be part of.
It's amazing. For all writing that book, you're then going into literally into people's homes as well sometimes. As
Yeah, so lovely.
That's amazing.
Been enjoying that,
The feedback. Like you say, it's all the details that you're getting back. So all the time that you spend writing a book and putting all the details in, you must be fighting against this, against yourself sometimes, thinking, is anybody going to notice that anyway? Is there a point to me doing that? Is that kind of the thing you're thinking when you're writing sometimes?
Yes, and just a constant, like, you know, will this even be published? Will anyone even take this? Because it took 2.5 years to sign up from first sending it out to getting a publishing deal. It was a very, very long journey. It's really, it's not the faint of heart at all. It's horrendous. Anything creative, you know, if you want to be a performer or a musician or anything like that, it's so hard to get anywhere. But it was it was lovely to, I tell you what really was amazing, this happened recently. So this book, my book The Walk, it started because of some fantastic journalism by Deirdre Finity, who interviewed three women, and she has since written a book, and I think it's called like Three Women, Three Lives, something like that. And she interviewed this woman, and one of them was called Bridget, and there is a Bridget in my book which I named after this very brave woman, Bridget, who went to Bessborough. And I have found her and her daughter on Twitter. She's very public about it. She very tragically lost her son in Bessborough because he wasn't given the treatment that he needed and that he deserved. And he would have very easily lived if he had just been given this medical treatment that so many children and mothers were denied there. And I've found them on Twitter. It's called X now. excuse me, Mr. Mark. But I found them and they've read it and they enjoyed it, reached out, and I cannot. If I find out, I've sold a couple of copies, and that's it. I'll sell another one, knowing that that woman inspired this with her bravery because she spoke to a journalist and got it all out there. She's read it. It means the world to me. I cannot tell you.
You feel like you come full circle, really. Yeah, you seem really, really
happy.
It's just like, I mean, there's still so much work as well to get out to spread the word as well, right? And we'll be talking about events and stuff coming up soon as well. But what advice would you give to kind of inspire someone that maybe be sitting at home thinking, oh, I've got a story in me, but I just, I don't know how to start?
Oh, well, start. I know it sounds easy, but just write anything. It doesn't have to be good. No one has to see it. Just do it. Just sit down, take some time for yourself, and if you have children and responsibilities, I feel for you, because people keep saying to me all the time, you're gonna write another one. I'm like, yeah sure, I just need a toddler to go up first. You know, I know how hard it is, but just try and find a little window of time to just write anything, any old garbage, just get going. And eventually the good words, what you want, will come. And, you know, and read. That's the best advice that I can give to a writer is read. Oh, my goodness. Like, you will find your own voice so much if you just absorb as much reading as you can. I'm sure the only reason that I've written a book is because I've read about 20,000 in my lifetime. I just never stopped. So, that. And don't give up, because it is, like I was saying, you know, it took 2.5 years. It's really difficult. I've actually, now that I think about it, I wrote a blog post quite recently, and it was called 5 Big Mistakes I Made Trying to Get Published. So if you Google me and go to my little website, there is a blog post on there which will tell you all the things not to do. A big one being, for God's sake, do your research. Your research. Don't be stupid like I was. And write these cover letters and think. I'm pretty sure that's what it was called, because I guarantee that wasn't what it was called, whatever it was you're saying. Just Google it first. Just check. For God's sake, do your research.
Treble check everything.
Treble check.
Put it down.
Yes.
Well, right. What we're going to do, we're going to play Busted, and then we're going to come back just before the end of the hour to find out about your events, what you've got.
Here you go.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying, if I call you up in a minute, even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? It's okay.
Charlie out of Boston, his voice has got better. Emma Marnes is in the studio. Do you agree, Emma?
I do, actually. My husband loves Busted. I mean, he loves it. He is like, not to, you know, he's off that era. He is younger than me, but yeah, he loves them, so he's probably thrilled.
Well, listen, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes just before we go up to news. So I'm going to get you to come back after news. So I want you to read an insert as well from the book, because it is a wonderful book. So it's giving somebody a taste of actually what the book's about as well. But just before then, you've got coming up just up the road in Bend.
Yes. So Southend's biggest library, the Forum, which is an incredible building. That's what they like to say about themselves, and they're absolutely right. They do wonderful things there. They are hosting a series of author events, and I'm opening it. I'm first on the 2nd of March, Saturday the 2nd of March at 2 o'clock until half past 3. I will be there, and I will do a lovely talk about the history around the book and, all about the book and about my sort of journey as a writer, I suppose. And there'll be time for questions, and I will sign books and I will sell books as well if anyone's not got one yet. And it's completely free, so which is even better. So you need to book a ticket on Eventbrite, or you can go into the library if you don't fancy doing the online thing. But yeah, that is next Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Forum in Southend, a free author event.
So I love that. Excited. So there'll be other authors there as well.
Yes, yeah, there's a whole series up until June, I think. Yeah. They've got some fantastic children's writers and non-fiction writers and romance writers, and it's going to be a really great series. Yeah,
something for everyone.
Yeah, actually. Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but come to mine first, and then
I'm gonna have to put my diary in a minute. And like, oh yeah, of course, you've got to be there. What time was it again?
2 o'clock.
You're the first one on. Yeah, yeah. And obviously, sort of like, this is obviously going out live, but it will also be up on the website probably on Monday morning. All the links will be there. Yep. Now listen, we're coming up to the top of the hour, Emma. I can talk to you for hours. Literally, I feel like I've known you all my life. It's one of those things. It's a weird connection sometimes you have with people. But I want you to read some an insert from your book, but we won't do it now because we haven't got the time. So what I'm going to do, we're going to just keep chatting until the news in about 50 seconds, and then we'll come back with a track. And then what we're going to do, because I just love the way you read the book as well. So it really sort of, it moves you when I hear you read the book. I remember last time I had to sort of quickly gulp before
you're so sweet.
Like that, before I had to sort of like carry on, because I wasn't sure what part of the book you were going to read as well. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So all that is coming up after 4 o'clock. I can't believe it's Friday. I still can't believe it's 2020.
It's March next week. Did you know that? Authorise that. Did you?
No. Hang on. No, but it's a good thing because you are an event in March.
I am. Yes. And two book clubs as
there
well.
There you go.
So,
on the 2nd of March. Anyway, we're up now to the news. Join us back here after 5 for Emma Miles.
On the hour of Stroker and Billericay, it's Phoenix FM News.